The rest of the story. You're about to hear the details of a long-forgotten medical file. Late spring 1893. The patient notices a sore spot in his mouth, specifically the roof of his mouth. Weeks pass, the sore does not heal. To the contrary, it's either becoming more noticeable or actually becoming inflamed. The patient consults his family physician. The physician makes an examination, determines the presence of a sizable growth, and fears the worst. The doctor's orders? The growth must be removed at once. Now it's June 30. A surgeon has been selected, Dr. W.W. Keene. That evening, the patient is admitted to a special preoperative quarters for the night. No sedative is administered. And the next morning, July 1, the patient's taken to quarters which have been modified for the purpose of this surgery. The patient is 56 years old and overweight. Under general anesthesia, he will run the risk of a stroke. Although the duration and the magnitude of this particular surgery demand that the risk must be taken. Nitrous oxide's indicated, administered. The patient remains semi-conscious, switched to ether. The patient is under now. His pulse, regular, strong. The upper bicuspid teeth on the left side are removed. Incisions are made in the palate. The growth is exposed. The worst is confirmed. The tumor is identified as carcinoma. It is cancer. The entire antrum sinus cavity is involved. The tumor must be excised and the surrounding tissue removed. Not even the left side of the jaw may be spared if the possibility of recurrence is to be held to a minimum. The operation is considered a success. An artificial jaw is prepared for use after recuperation. A case history follow-up. The cancer does not recur. The patient does recover to enjoy a healthy, normal life of 15 more years. When he dies, it is at the age of 71 and of a heart attack. And now it can be told. Now, 100 years after that remarkable surgery, now it can be told that the operation of which you've just heard took place not in a hospital, but aboard the Oneida, aboard a privately owned yacht. It's very difficult for us Americans to recall the days of discretion, before we demanded that our heroes be human, before the tabloid preoccupation with the arrest records of celebrities. In recent times, though we still vote for the invincible, we later incongruously require of our elected leaders vulnerability. We demanded the details of Eisenhower's ileitis and Eisenhower's stroke. We demanded the details of Kennedy's bad back. Such was our voyeuristic pleasure that Lyndon Johnson was compelled to expose his surgical scar on the White House lawn. Whether our present public attitude is progress or regress is for you to decide. Nonetheless, the record shows that in the early summer of 1893, a candidate for surgery so prized his privacy that he boarded a friend's yacht in the dead of the night, submitted to the operation the next morning after the vessel had set sail, and the incident would not be fully revealed until 25 years later, long after the patient's death. For the patient was President Grover Cleveland. Now you know the rest of the story.